Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, everyone.
Good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be.
Good evening. Now we've got everybody. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Today,
we're going to talk about the art of listening. And obviously, we finish each other's sentences, so that's the first thing we like to tell people.
So if you're first time listening to us, just get ready. That's the way we communicate. And if you've listened to us before, you know that's our style.
Right. So today we're going to talk about the art of listening and why we need to talk about listening. This program, this show, our lives are about transformation and the possibility of an instantaneous shift in the quality of your life where old mechanical behaviors dissolve merely by seeing them. Now, a lot of people are lost in thinking about what happened in their past. They drive down the road, and it's a beautiful day, and there are all sorts of wonderful things to see out the window of their car, but they're locked in an incident that took place with their parents 40 or 50 years ago, and they're still replaying that as though it has some relevance to the quality of their life in this moment. Now, what does listening have to do with all this? Well, on this show today, you're listening to what we say, not like we're so
expert,
fired expert on it, but if you just listen, it will indeed pull you into the moment. Problem is, most of us interpret what's being said or think about what's being said as it's being said, and you say, well, how can you not? Well, that's the second principle of instantaneous transformation. You cannot not interpret until you start bringing awareness to the fact that you are interpreting, and when you start to see it without making yourself wrong for that, just noticing it will be enough for it to dissolve that automatic interpretation of your mind.
I feel it's important, as long as, Shia, you brought that up, and you were talking about the second principle of instantaneous transformation. Let's look at all three principles of instantaneous transformation, how they relate to listening, to support you. Again, listening is a tool that you can develop that will pull you into the moment. And again, transformation, living your life with ease, is a byproduct of being in the moment. So listening is an incredible tool for it. And the first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. So, for instance, if there is a situation going on in your life that you are resisting, your chances are you will mentally be preoccupied with it. So you won't actually be listening to what's going on in your world. You will be lost in your thoughts about the situation that you are thinking about.
Resisting.
So that's the first principle. What you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. The second principle is no two things can occupy the same space at the same time.
That means you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now, which means if this moment is perfect. You see, the moment is not changeable. The moment is exactly what it is and cannot be changed. It can only be exactly what it is. So in this moment of now, if you're sitting, you can only be sitting. If you actually get this concept, this idea, it will allow you to let go of guilt and shame and blame and regret and remorse and things like that you've been holding on to as though the moment could have been different at some time in your past. But if the moment can't be different in this moment of now, it couldn't have been different in your past either, so you've done nothing wrong.
This allows you to have a bit of compassion, or a lot of compassion, for yourself and for those around you, because third principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you allow to be exactly as it is, without judging it, completes itself. This is the awareness portion of transformation. And I want to talk for a moment a little bit about my own life and preoccupation in listening, because yesterday I noticed that I became preoccupied. My uncle, unexpectedly, his health really failed. He'd been ill for some time, although he hid it from the family, and my parents were out visiting me and Shia in New Jersey. Yesterday was my 50th birthday. Hey! And
You're a grown-up.
I am now a grown-up, so I'm official. And we found out in the morning that his health was failing so badly that he needed to go into hospice, and we needed to rearrange everything and fly my parents back to Oregon. So I found, as I went about my day, that I had a tendency to be preoccupied thinking about my uncle's health and thinking about the arrangements that were being made and resisting the situation. And I noticed that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. I could either be preoccupied in my thoughts, or I could be aware of my environment. So using my eyes to basically listen to what was actually around me in my physical environment, as well as listening to what people had to say, brought me here and now. So sometimes what people get preoccupied with is past events, and sometimes it's events that crop up that you disagree with. And disagreeing with his health is not going to change his health. So I found that my ability to listen yesterday really supported me in having well-being. And oddly enough, I just slowed down a little bit for each thing I was doing. So things that I was touching in my environment, it was as if I was listening to them with the tips of my fingers. So that last night, washing dishes, I was telling Shai about it. We have this little pasta fork that it's all wavy in shape to separate pasta, and it's made of wood. And I enjoyed touching the contours of it and looking at it. It was a type of listening, and that if you really listen with your eyes and your ears and your heart and your fingers, if you're listening, it pulls you into the moment. And the moment is this magical place where well-being resides regardless of the circumstances. So one of the things that we want to talk about are the things that get between you and truly listening. I suppose we should define true listening, hey?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I would say true listening is when you listen to hear what another person is saying, intentionally listening to hear what they're saying from their point of view. So it's not really a passive act, listening. Listening is an activity where you engage intentionally to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. And most of us don't. Most of us are waiting till they stop talking so we can say what we want to say to prove that we're just as smart as they are.
That's good. That's a good one.
Now, others of us listen to hear how the person who's speaking uses the wrong word so they can disregard everything that's being said. You can either listen to agree with what's being said or listen to disagree with what's being said, but neither of those are true listening. True listening is just to hear what another person is saying from their point of view.
Recently, I've noticed something in some of our seminars. We do lots of different groups. In particular, the most recent was the Monday Night Alive that we had in Manhattan. And I noticed that it was really a challenge for people to listen to other people speaking without trying to apply the conversation to their own life. So if somebody was talking about what was their relationship with their parents or difficulties they were having with their children or challenges they were having with their boyfriend or girlfriend, but you could look around the room and see which topic struck which people, because they would basically leave from behind their eyes to take the information that was being talked about or presented and apply it to their own life. And there's a possibility where you do not need to apply anything that we're talking about today. That, in fact, simply relaxing and engaging, as in simply listening, is enough to pull you into the moment. And once you're in the moment, you become so appropriate to your life that you discover your own answers rather than having to figure them out in your head. So listening is an active engagement to hear what another person has to say from their perspective. True listening is an active engagement to hear what another person has to say
from their point of view or perspective.
Oh, I love that. You know what I love about that? You said point of view, but people were filling in with perspective.
Already filling in with perspective, because, see, most of us, our minds are so facile, so quick, that we fill in with what we expect to hear rather than what, is being said.
Yeah. You know, there is a recent study that happened that showed that the average person speaks 110 to 200 words per minute. But your ability to understand is 400 to 3,000 words a minute. Think about that, 3,000 words a minute. You can go off and create whole laundry lists. You could, in your thoughts, plan what you're going to make for a meal. You could be picking up your kids from school. You could go 1,000 places between the words that the person is speaking. So it actually is a skill set where you can learn to step in and actually listen to the people around you.
It's about intentionally bringing yourself to what's happening in your life rather than being dragged around by the capricious nature of your mind, of your thought processes. You know, your mind is like the wind. It blows the way it wants and drags you along with it.
So that's the beginning for the art of listening. You know, you could actually listen to the commercials that are coming up. Listen to your environment. We'll be back shortly to talk more about the art of listening. So come on back with us.
And join us for
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the law of attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we'd learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back
to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And as you know, the topic is the art of listening.
And one of the things that gets in the way of our listening are our unexamined agendas, where we're driven by previous decisions that were made a long time ago about what we need in order to be happy or satisfied with our lives. And, you know, the interesting thing is life doesn't particularly care about our agendas, doesn't particularly care about what we want. It shows up the way it does.
It's interesting, too, though, how sometimes your agendas can keep you actually from hearing what is being said. So, for example, Shai and I were looking at our second book, How to Create a Magical Relationship. And there is a story in there about a young woman. We were once at a health club, and we were exercising, and the health club had a pool and a hot tub. So we were sitting in the hot water with her. She was a friend of ours. And a man came in who was very attracted to her. And he started talking to her and flirting with her, and she totally missed the entire interaction. When he got out of the hot tub, we were like, wow, isn't that wonderful how interested he was in you? And her agenda, her idea of herself as being unattractive, totally precluded her hearing the conversation. It was as if the conversation didn't happen. Now, other times agendas are more active, like proving that women are smarter or equal. You know, most of the women that we've met don't prove that they're equal to men. If they're in a lost in a proving mentality, they have to prove that they're better. And it really gets in the way of listening to other people. You cannot hear their full brilliance because you are busy trying to prove or alternately going for somebody's approval. That is something that really gets in the way of true listening.
In order to really listen to somebody, you have to relax. You have to stop going somewhere. You have to get into the moment and listen to what they're saying. You intentionally need to relax the need to prove that you already know. You know, there's nothing wrong with not knowing.
What?
Really? See, we once went to the Princeton University. A friend of ours was a physicist there. He went to school there, and he took us to a place called the Pear Institute, which I don't believe exists any longer, but it was a section of Princeton that was devoted to studying paranormal events and the ability of the human mind to influence random-generating machines. And so we went there, and one of the scientists there was telling us about how when they have children come through, they ask the children, what is the most important thing you need to have in order to be a scientist? And children gave them all kinds of answers, but the biggest, or the right answer, if you will, was that not knowing that that they didn't know everything allowed them to discover new things. And most of us are terrified at the idea that we don't know something. And we know everything we know. And we know everything we know we don't know. But what we don't realize is what we don't know is the rest of the universe. There's a universe of things out there that we don't know.
But your mind is so facile, it will fill in with what it expects. So, for instance, when Shai and I moved here to New Jersey, which is where we are broadcasting from, we knew nothing about the area. And the woman who was our friend and a real estate agent, she got a promotion, and she moved to, was her office was now in Flemington, or so we thought. But it turned out, after our driving by and seeing who was at the office there and never seeing her car because we were familiar with it, we called her up and said, what happened? Did you get a new car? We don't see you anywhere. And she said, no, it's out there every day. And it turned out that where she had been promoted to
was Pennington, not Flemington.
But we didn't know Pennington, so we instead put in Flemington. And it's interesting, somebody recently was reading our book where we were talking about that, and they had inserted Pennington because they didn't know Flemington. So you can actually read instead what you expect to see. It's another form of listening. Here we have Ian from New York on the line with a question. You there, Ian?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you fine.
Excellent, excellent. Hi, I love you guys, and I love
you.
I love your the Monday nights, and I recently attended your weekend workshop, The Money, Success, and Happiness, The Art of Being Wealthy, and I am definitely more wealthy as a result.
Well, thank you for the promo.
That's perfect timing for you to say that, because next week, I'm going to take a moment. Thanks, Ian. We go to Hamburg. So if you are in
Germany.
If you are in Europe, we're in Hamburg, Germany, the weekend of the 18th through the 20th for the Money, Success, and Happiness, the Art of Being Wealthy course. And on Thursday, the 17th, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe. So if you are in Europe or you have a yen to travel there, you're welcome to join us. So, yeah. You were saying.
Yeah, I wish I could fly over there and do it again.
We'd love to have
you. It would be a totally different course, aside from the fact that that one's translated into German simultaneously, or almost simultaneously. The thing is this, each moment is new. Each moment is uniquely itself. So the course that you took will never happen again.
No.
And each new one by that name will be entirely different because the mixture of people is different, and we don't build our courses to some standard. They evolve organically from the essence of the people who are there.
Gotcha.
So if you had a great course, that was because you were there.
Tremendous.
So what's your question, man?
Oh, I've been thinking, after the weekend, I became very attuned to not only my own kind of like when I wasn't listening and when I was, going for my own agenda or, resisting somebody, but I also became kind of attuned to when other people weren't listening to me. I became attuned to other people's resistance.
Yes.
Particularly I'm in rehearsal for a play, and it became really, really evident when I was in rehearsal. I would ask an actor to say, I would say, oh, can you do this bit of blocking? We're going to run that again and do this.
What do you do?
I direct plays.
Oh, okay. Because not knowing that, our audience would have a little bit of a difficulty.
Right, sorry.
So when you're directing an actor and you would ask them to make a specific move a specific way, which is what you mean by blocking, you're saying, can you go from left to right? And
exactly. And then they would say, okay, yeah, fine, but what about this other thing that I did? Or what about this other moment that had nothing to do with what I was asking them to do? And then I like knew that they were what they were, and then neither one would happen.
Ian, this is the thing. You have to start becoming aware that when you direct people, you have to first have their attention. Because, like we said earlier in the show, you can understand or your mind can function at 400 to 3,000 words per minute. Well, in that kind of lightning speed, people aren't really present to their lives, so they're not really listening. So you need to get their attention first before you give them a direction. And then you'll probably have a much higher success rate in their following your instructions.
The other thing is, let's go back to the three principles of instantaneous transformation. You can't expect them to transform. It has to be you. This is for everybody. Once you start listening, you will notice other people not listening, and then you have one of two choices. You can either judge them for being the way they are, or you can notice it and allow it, and then you have other possibilities. So there's a good chance that some of the time when people said, yes, but what about this piece, after you gave them a piece of direction, what about this other line or this other thing I wanted to do, there's a really good chance that at least part of the time, Ian, you resisted that. And what you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your direction. So there's a good likelihood that you two, whoever you were speaking with, you and the actor, came to a standstill in a way.
But here's another piece of that, Ian. People are incomplete with their parents, especially the people you deal with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so if somebody's incomplete with their father or their mother, it doesn't really matter because they'll switch sexes on you. In other words, that you're a man, chances are their incompletions with their father will predominate in their way of relating to you. But not always, because the mind is a fickle thing. And so sometimes, even though you're a man, they relate to you like they did with their mother. Any authority figure is enough. Being the director of a show or a movie, you become that authoritarian figure to their mind, and so they relate to you like they did their parents, and it doesn't matter how old they are. People never outgrow those incompletions until they complete. And how you know when somebody, the people listening, how you know if you're incomplete with one or the other of your parents? You think about how they would deal with you, or how your life is compared to theirs.
Or whether or not they would appreciate what you're up to, if they would have an opinion on your actions.
Yes.
So I'm really enjoying our conversation. I feel like we have more to speak about. It won't be long before we have to take a break. So I wanted to ask you in advance if you're up for coming back with us after the break.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can hang out.
Excellent. So the thing, Ian, that it occurs to me that you have to look and see if you have an agenda to be, quote, the director, and they should be listening to you. Maybe you're going to need to have to stop and listen to them in order to be the most effective. We'll come back after the break. Come on back,
good,
everyone. Don't
okay.
miss being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network. Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ian, the director in New York City. And we're talking about the art of listening. So you can you see, Ian, how if you have an agenda to be the director, you won't listen to their concerns?
I can totally see that. I can also see how I do get caught up in the judgment of them in the moment, and I kind of switch. I switch my responsibility. I take the responsibility off of being interested in them and what they're doing, and I start paying attention to my judgment of them, and
well,
I stop listening altogether.
What you have to become aware of, though, Ian, is what I said before about their incompletions with their parents, because they put you in a situation and posture where you become like their parent. You actually take on, they manipulate their, people manipulate their environment to prove they are right about whatever their agenda in life is, which could be that their parent never listened to them or never showed them respect or, you know, anything like that. And then you will have your actors coming up with those very same concerns show up in your relationship with them.
And then what do I do when I see that? When somebody starts treating me in that way or responding to me in a way, then how do I respond?
You have to listen to me. It's nothing is what you do.
Nothing.
It isn't about doing something. You see, doing is not transformational.
That's change. Doing is trying to make it better or different.
Whereas with transformation, the seeing of it is enough. Now, here's the other thing. You got to relax. You got to not try to get to where you think you need to get to. You need to slow the action down sufficiently that you're actually in the moment, and then appropriate actions take place when you're there, not out of figuring out what to do in advance. So you're asking us for a tip on how to deal with this somewhere in the future in a hypothetical situation where we don't even know the people.
It's interesting, Ian, as we were looking at the art of listening and the whole topic today, Shia said something to me that I feel encapsulates everything. And it true listening requires an intentional relaxation. And I understand that if you are directing a play, you have an end date, you have a goal, you have to have the show up and running and ready to go for an audience by a certain date. But at the same time, if you're driving forward to that, you'll actually be going more slowly.
And if you're driving over top of things that need to be dealt with, then
right.
they never go away, because anything you resist sticks around and is in the underpinnings of the show itself
by the time
you open.
For instance, you will never get the full measure of your actor if he or she comes back to you and says, yes, but what about this other piece? And if you don't address that other piece that is on their mind...
They're still stuck with it.
And they'll be only half there for whatever's next.
Less than half.
Does that make sense?
Half is way too much.
Right.
So, oddly enough, it really is about not trying to get somewhere and be where you are. You may be shocked at how much you get done in a single moment and a single rehearsal.
Well, I definitely, this amazing thing happened after the weekend workshop I did with you guys, was that I did start to speed through the play. Like, I just started to move through it with alacrity, like, really, really fast. And I think that there's like a conditioning or a listening that happens when I come to Monday nights and when I did the workshop, that I think that it's really awesome, both in rehearsal and in my life. So I really appreciate that, and
again,
I can see it now
for that. And look, that's a skill set, Ian, that will grow over time. You know, instantaneous transformation happens in an instant, but that's the paradox of it, because it is something that is...
cumulative.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
It's a good thing
you finished my sentence.
That's great. It's definitely something that happens in a moment, and you get stronger in it, so that in more turbulent times, you can still remain centered. I mean, it's fine on your day-to-day life. You become, wow, I can really listen to people. But then when you have deadlines such as yourself or family illnesses, as I was speaking about earlier, it allows you to bring yourself back and actually hear whoever you are around.
Right.
So thank you so much for being with us today, and it was really neat speaking with you.
Thanks. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Say
so
hi to Kat for us.
I will.
Your girlfriend. Okay.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, wife. Girlfriend and wife. That works.
Right.
Okay, we have... I'm your girlfriend.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so we have Anne on from Richmond, Virginia. There, Anne?
Yes, I am here. Hi.
Excellent. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you
so much.
So I am calling because I have a question regarding, so there are some people in my life, not all people, that I don't listen fully to and often interrupt them and disagree with them before they even finish what they have to say. So I was just wondering, why...
So let me ask you a question then, okay?
You ready?
Uh-huh.
So the question is, have you noticed who these people are and if they fall into specific types or categories?
Well, they encompass some of my students, not all. It also includes my significant other and my mother.
Okay.
And those are just a few, examples.
Okay. So do you find it equally weighted between men and women?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are there certain topics that tend to trigger you to go off and not listen to them?
Not necessarily.
So we're just fishing now to see, because if there are some times when you can listen and other times when you can't.
Let's discover something. Can you listen the predominant, most of the time, do you listen with the intention of hearing what another person has to say most of the time or hardly ever?
I would not say it's most of the time. I try, but
right.
It's not always like that.
You see, here's the thing, Annie. If I were to take you to, you don't mind me calling you Annie, do you?
I actually go by Annie.
Oh, okay, because when they prompted us on the teleprompter, it said Ann, and I...
So we just didn't want to...
I didn't want to... Yeah, so, great. So here's the thing, Annie. If I were to take you to a gymnasium and have you work out on a piece of apparatus there,
uh-huh.
And if you'd never use that apparatus, maybe you could do 10 reps.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And if we trained you on it over a period of time, you could raise that maybe to 25 or 30 or 40, whatever, because you will be building a strength in those particular muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But where you start is where you are initially. So we can't expect more from you than you have the strength to produce in those muscles. Well, learning to listen is very similar to working out in a gymnasium.
So if your listening muscle is slightly flabby or a little atrophied, it's going to take a little bit of intentional exercise to get it in shape.
See, now our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological, so we don't try to change or fix the way things are. We are interested in seeing the way they are. So your ability to listen can only be, second principle, exactly as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not bad or wrong if you disagree. It's just the nature of how you have been inculcated into life. That means the nature by which you have been raised and learned from the culture and society in which you grew up and are living. So, you know, you can only be exactly as you are, and most people don't listen. So you were raised by people who didn't listen very well. Listening is something that you have to develop as an intentional, like learning a new language.
Mm-hmm.
You don't learn a new language unless you listen to the way people speak and then imitate their speech patterns,
right,
or their vocabulary words. You have to intentionally learn those things. Well, it's true for listening as well.
Well, first, I think it's very important that you've already noticed that there are times when you're not listening to people and there are times when you are. And the questions we were asking you about if there are subsets or types of people that you don't listen well to, that you break in before they finish their sentences,
right,
is because sometimes there are people who will not listen to whole subsets. We've seen it where people have a difficulty listening to people who are like their mother or their father or one of their siblings. Or if they are a religious subset, for instance, a person, we've met people who've grown up in a very religious family of one type or another, and anybody who falls into that religion, they have difficulty hearing, or out of that religion, they have difficulty hearing. So that was the first place to look. But there are other places to take a look at as well that are spurs that will support you in listening and things to look for that knock you out of your ability to truly listen to another. But we're going to have to take a break here in a moment, so we're wondering if you have a moment to come back
sure.
with us after the break.
Yeah.
Great. So we'll talk more with Annie about the impediments to truly listening and what can actually generate your inability to hear another person. So come on back after the break. Don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you heard of resonance repatterning? Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Phone in for a mini session with Chloe and experience for yourself how the vibrating patterns you're in tune with are shifted. Many people can feel the change immediately. Join Chloe Faith Wordsworth every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. You may even feel your energy improve right along with the caller. Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Is heard each week on the Seventh Wave Network.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, if you're listening to this show, obviously you know how to get here, but did you know you could send a link to this show to your friends? You could just go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and show them how to click on the Being Here button. You go on the Being Here button, you can listen to the show live on Wednesdays, or you can listen to archived shows. And Sean and I actually went back and listened to a piece of a show from a couple weeks ago, and it was really inspiring talking with people and listening to people. So even for us, it's really fun to see how we can even be centered by listening to what's happening with people and investing in instantaneous transformation. So feel free to share the show with your friends. Also, as Ian was mentioning, we do have Monday Night Alive in New York City. We are going to be there next Monday night, the 14th, but on the 21st, we will be in Europe in the Hamburg courses, so we won't be there. We won't be back until the 28th, so don't come on the 21st. And we are on with Annie now. We are talking about the art of listening and about her ability to listen sometimes and other times not let people finish what they have to say.
So, Annie, what you need to do is start to develop compassion for yourself first. Now, I don't know why I tell you that, but I believe, just from the information I'm getting in the moment, that you get to be quite hard on yourself. And you don't really even listen to yourself sometimes.
Right. Actually, that is true. Very true.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you're not going to listen to you, how do you listen to anybody else? You know, you can only be, you know, everybody wants world peace. Everybody wants to make a difference in their lives. But you see, it starts with each of us as individuals. It isn't that someday it's going to happen just because we have good thoughts. It happens out of our learning to be kind to ourselves first, have compassion for ourselves first, and then it becomes so much easier to have compassion for other people.
Okay.
And actually, then you can listen to other people. But if you're fighting with you, you're going to be fighting with everybody in your life.
Right.
So just out of curiosity, what is this class that you are teaching?
That you have students?
This is a third-year course in a school of pharmacy. It's a core class with 130 students.
So you're teaching them about pharmacological things.
Right, about, you know, pharmacology and, you know, how to use drugs and what to monitor. And invariably, I would have some students that show up in my office, you know, complaining about one thing or wanting to bargain about another thing. And for some students, I would be very compassionate, you know, too. I actually understood what they say. But for other students, somehow I seem to just have already this fixed opinion about them, and I interact accordingly.
Well, I would go back to what Shia was saying to Ian. You have to recognize that, well, you don't have to, but I'd be willing to bet that if you have a very fixed opinion about them and you find yourself getting rigid, that they are reenacting their incompletions with their parents, with you, so that it actually, they impress their environment with their reality.
And their incompletions with their parents, and you are now the parent. So they, because you're in the role of authority figure, you're the teacher, and so they interact with you unawarely the same way they interact with their parents, and in fact pull for you to be disturbed with them or angry with them the same way they did with their parents, because some attention, even negative attention, is better than no attention at all.
Okay.
The other thing I that came to mind for me in regards to the time to time when you don't listen is to start to take a look at if it's with certain individuals or if it happens when you are, unbeknownst to yourself, well down the road to an upset. So one of the things that often happens for people is that an event will happen that they won't necessarily catch that has disturbed them. And then what happens is that you get a little off balance, and then 5 minutes later you're off track a little farther, and a half a day later a little farther, and sometimes the upset will blossom 24 to 48 hours later, and you won't necessarily have recognized that you got off balance to begin with.
Right.
And what happens is that each of us have our own versions of being upset, and maybe one of yours is to have an inability to listen to other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Well, you know, you're a doctor of pharmacology.
Pharmacy.
And, what?
Doctor of pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
Thank you.
And as so, you know that drugs and people get ill, say, from either bacteria or virus that doesn't immediately have them get ill. So if somebody sneezes in your face, you don't get ill right away.
Right.
There's an incubation period.
Yes.
And so with upsets, which definitely impede your ability to hear or listen, they don't happen instantaneously either. Something happens in your environment, and then there's an incubation period, and a day or two later you can be in a full-blown upset, but we have the tendency to look and see what happened in our life just recently to try to figure out what caused it.
Or who's sitting in front of us that we can't listen to in this moment. And sometimes, Annie, if you... We're not really big on people going back and analyzing their lives, but from time to time, if you know of this as a possibility, you could just stop for a moment. All of a sudden, you can just catch whatever it was that you got disturbed
that
with.
That knocked you off balance.
And in the moment of seeing it, if you do not judge it...
It's enough for it to complete itself right then and there. So you don't have to work on it. You just have to see it. And if you don't see it, that's fine, too. Just realizing that you've gotten upset is frequently enough to get out of the upset.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take analyzing it. It takes seeing that you've gotten upset.
Right. Okay.
And when you've gotten back to the moment, you know, the time you were gone, well, you couldn't have been there.
Right.
So you need to learn to be kind and compassionate with yourself.
Okay.
And I really think that of everything that we've said today, of all of it, I would like to reiterate what Shia just said because I sincerely feel that it is the most important. And that is being compassionate with yourself. We started talking about it at the top of the show. We talked about it with Ian. We're talking about it with you. If you aren't kind to yourself, if you don't have compassion for yourself, you won't listen to yourself, and it'll be so much more challenging because you will be a rigorous taskmaster. You'll think you should be an expert in listening all the time. And transformation is about noticing the ebbs and flows in your life so that you notice when you're less able and you notice when you're more able without judging what you see.
That's great.
It really is. I like what you just said, Ariel.
Yeah.
You know, we are so hard on ourselves, human beings, and the beginnings of instantaneous transformation and learning how to live your life fully rather than by some old conditioning and programming, the beginning is to be kind to yourself, to be compassionate to yourself as a human being.
And I know this will resonate for you. Be a scientist at the same time, where you get interested in what is without judging it, but just notice the phenomena of it. You may be really surprised at your own greatness.
And then the greatness of others will become apparent all around you.
Right.
Annie, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
This has been a lovely show. We've really enjoyed being with you all.
And thank you all for joining us. And
We enjoyed listening to you. We hope you enjoyed listening with us. We'll be back next Wednesday for Being Here, and we hope that you will come back and join us. Don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.